including the book Feminist Fantasies that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist's decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Somebody just sent me another story. Ice blast hits Berlin. Minus 10 degrees centigrade forecast. So it's cold out there. It's cold out there. And I'm going to ask you all a favor. Even though Fox News is issuing a warning for people to be very careful in this coming cold for the next week, again, we are hearing that members of the U.S. government are prevailing on the corporate media to de-emphasize the cold weather and to go on with stories about human-caused global warming is going to destroy the planet unless you pay a carbon tax. So I need all of you listeners, you Rivero's Rangers, this is a call to action here. If your local media has a story about record cold, record ice, I need you to send it in so I can post it to just keep hammering home the point. That the same people screaming for a carbon tax today, back in the year 2000, were predicting snow was a thing of the past, Greenland was going to lose all of its ice, and obviously they were completely flat out wrong. Pardon me, we need to keep hammering that point. Because now they're out there trying to say, oh, well, no, global warming causes cold weather here, and we have to hold them to account. We have to hold them to the hysteria they were whipping up all that time ago. And this gets us to a very interesting story about a professor at MIT, Richard Lindzen. Now, he is a leading figure in the climate change movement. He is a supporter of the theory that human activity contributes to global warming. But he's basically gone public saying the human contribution to global warming is microscopic compared to other factors like the sun. And he's saying it's just all of this fear-mongering and over-the-top catastrophism, it's political, which is what I've been saying as well. In fact, I got into an online debate with somebody talking about global warming and why it was cold and saying, look, it is obviously the sun has gone into a quiet period, repeat of the Maunder minimum, repeat of the Little Ice Age. And they came back and said, well, setting that aside, don't you realize that humans are causing global warming? I said, well, listen, obviously, if we're going into a new little ice age, we should encourage humans to create more global warming to keep from freezing. But these true believers have latched onto this idea as a religious cause. We hate ourselves, therefore we hate humans, and we've got to stop humans from acting like human beings. Now, another very cogent analysis came out of 21stCenturyWire.com talking about how the carbon credit market is starting to be very reminiscent of tulip mania and saying that there is going to be a carbon credit crash. Now, the people who got in early and got out, they're going to make a huge amount of money. Saw the same thing in tulip mania. But at some point, this carbon market's going to collapse. Remember, the Chicago Climate Exchange has already shut down. It's virtually dead here in the United States. Europe, same thing. There's so much fraud going on all over the whole situation. When it falls apart, everybody who got suckered into human-caused global warming and bought into this carbon credit scam, they're going to get reamed by proxy, by Al Gore and his co-conspirators here. And they're calling it a potential for an epic climb down, as dramatic as Tulip Mania was. Now, over the commercial break, I was noticing the U.S. government and the corporate media are really trying to use the upcoming Sochi Olympics to push that terror threat meme. Terrorist threat. There's going to be a terror attack. We have inside. It's going to be terror, 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 terror. Because without Americans feeling that there is a real terror threat, we are not supporting these wars of conquest. And remember, it was not too long ago, Donald Rumsfeld actually got recorded saying how nice it would be if there was a new 9/11 to scare us all back into the war agenda.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. I mean, this president's pretty much a victim of success. We haven't had an attack here in 5 years. Help. The perception of threat is so low in the society that it's not surprising that the behavior pattern reflects a low threat assessment. And the same thing is in Europe. There's a low threat perception. The correction for that, I suppose, is an attack. And when that happens, then everyone gets energized.
Okay, so
correction for that, I suppose, is an attack.
The correction for that is an attack. And by the way, apparently over on Alex Jones' website, there's another article out there saying the elites need a new terror attack to advance the New World Order agenda. This is how government operates. They create a crisis out of thin air. Then they sell you a solution in exchange for increased taxes, increased obedience. Now then, let's talk a little bit about the economy since we're looking at a crash of the carbon market similar to that of Tulip Mania. A very interesting article over at Investment Watch blog talking about how the massive gold shortage at the New York Fed, Bank of France, Bank of England, COMEX is basically being ignored by the corporate media. And they're absolutely right. Now, Glenn Beck did an amazing video. We linked it to whatreallyhappened.com where he's talking about what's going on with the physical gold that is supposed to be in the vaults at the New York Federal Reserve. Now, Germany, as you know, asked for their gold to be repatriated. The New York Federal Reserve just made the first installment. It was only half of what was agreed to. The New York Federal Reserve told Germany, it'll take us 8 years to return your gold. We'll return so much every year until you get all your gold back. The first shipment was made. It was only half of what was promised. And get this, the bars had all been recast. Now, Germany's physical gold are bars with serial numbers and Germany's seal on them to guarantee these are the same bars we gave you, you are now giving back. And that's not what the Federal Reserve did. They sent back freshly cast bars. And here's the kicker, according to Glenn Beck, those gold bars going back to Germany are only 90% pure gold. Germany's original gold bars were 99.9% pure. So somebody's thinning it out already. The Federal Reserve is basically grabbing gold from wherever they can. Coins, scavenged jewelry, whatever, melting it, pouring it into the molds, sending it back to Germany and say, here, shut up. Other observers are saying that COMEX is in a technical state of default. They have run out of physical gold to satisfy the contracts, and more holders of those contracts are refusing to settle for that ink and paper stuff. The U.S. financial system played fast and loose with other people's gold. As Glenn Beck says, it's like going into a bank. You rent a safety deposit box. You put your precious jewelry in there. And then when you come back and say, I want to look at my jewelry, and the bank says, no, you can't. And you get nervous and you say, I want my safety deposit box contents back. And the bank says, here's some other jewelry to take the place of what you put in there. That's basically what's going on here. Now, even more alarming, somebody sent me this clip right out of the Australian newspapers. Australia is preparing to end guarantees on bank deposits. Now, the spin is this is somehow unfair to smaller banks and so forth and so on. But basically what it is, all these protections for banking customers are going to be removed. In other words, if you have a savings account at a bank in Australia and the bank goes bust, that's it. You're out your money. Another article out of RIMF.com, austerity and shift to privatization leave Philadelphia schools in tatters. Article out of Huffington Post, and this is a very real concern. We've already started seeing these effects. 47% of all jobs will be automated by 2034, and no government is prepared to deal with this because no government is thinking beyond the end of their current term and the next reelection. And that is a major problem. When more and more work is being done by computers, what do you hire people to do? Spy on each other, watch each other, fill out regulatory paperwork. We've gone from the manufacturing economy to the service economy to the regulatory economy. We'll be right back after these commercials.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Arrow, Idiot Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Fight with Arrow, open your eyes. Tune in to Fight with Arrow, Idiot Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the development charity Oxfam has just issued a report entitled Working for the Few, in which they have studied the growing problem of wealth inequality on the planet. And they've now calculated that the combined wealth of the 85 richest people on planet Earth is now equal to that of the poorest entire half of the world's population. And they're saying this has nothing to do with these people being productive contributors to society, but who are using their wealth to co-opt the political process, to rig the rules of the economic system in their favor. First and foremost, these private central banks that are allowed to issue all of the public currency as a loan at interest, so that these money junkies get a piece of the action of all commerce just for sitting there. And what the Federal Reserve Act did to the people of the United States of America, Bretton Woods did to the rest of the world. If you're going to conduct your, you will conduct your business with U.S. dollars, and you have to go to the Federal Reserve to get those dollars to start the process going. Interesting article we put up, whatreallyhappened.com. Anti-gun senator makes a fool of himself. It's a wonderful video to look at, where this guy is up at the microphone talking about the evils of assault rifles, and what pours out of his mouth is just mindless drivel. Makes it absolutely clear this guy is clueless about firearms. But he's going to stand on the gun grabber platform for his reelection, and doesn't matter how stupid he sounds, which is exactly what it is. Now, as we head into the November election, of course, nobody in either party wants to talk about the wars. They don't want to talk about the economy. So we're already seeing the fluffy issues, the distractions come up. Gay marriage, abortion, and apparently marijuana is going to be a big issue going into the 2014 midterms. And the media is just going kind of wacko over the fact that Barack Obama basically admitted he smoked marijuana when he was young, and saying that marijuana is not more harmful than alcohol, which happens to be true. So see, he's not all bad. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of people inside the government right now saying, let him have marijuana. That'll calm him down. That'll delay the revolution. Keep him all doped up. Remember what George Carlin used to talk about when he was growing up and marijuana swept the neighborhood and gang fighting went away? That'll calm everybody around here. Of course, on the other side, we've got the corporate media. Nancy Grace was out there saying that marijuana users kill whole families. It's the return to reefer madness. We've got to scare you away from the evil weed so you'll spend your money on alcohol and tobacco that makes corporate profits and pays government taxes. You can't be allowed to grow your own recreational intoxicant in your backyard. The whole economy is based on your enforced dependence on corporations and government. You're not allowed to provide for yourself. Over in Great Britain, British journalist Tony Gosling is the recipient of death threats from the UK Jewish Defense League. Now, you need to remember, here in the United States of America, the Jewish Defense League is listed as a terror organization, because of Irv Rubin's attempt to bomb a mosque and a U.S. congressman some years ago. He got caught and was conveniently suicided before he could be brought to trial and name names here. But if you want to talk about sheer, utter embarrassment by a world leader groveling to Israel, right now Stephen Harper has to take the gold medal. He's over there at the Knesset, a historic first speech by a Canadian prime minister before the Knesset, and he's out there saying, through fire and water, Canada will stand with Israel. And Harper basically said that Canada refuses to single out Israel for criticism on the international stage. So, Israel blows up British and U.S. assets in Egypt during the Levant affair, frames the Egyptians until Israel's caught. Apparently that's okay with Harper. Israel attacks the USS Liberty and frames Egypt for it until Israel gets caught. That's okay with, you know, by Harper. Israel bombs Iraq's power station under the fraudulent claim it was a weapons factory. That's okay with Harper. Israel dumps white phosphorus on Gaza school children. That's okay with Harper. Israel holds the world record for defying the United Nations. That's apparently okay with Stephen Harper. Israel steals more Palestinian lands. That's okay with Stephen Harper. Israel tried to sell clandestine nuclear weapons to South Africa. That's okay with Stephen Harper. Stephen Harper got up there and said, criticizing Israel is anti-Semitic. Okay, because everybody knows the government of Israel isn't actually doing anything that is deserving of criticism. According to Stephen Harper, when Israel dumps white phosphorus all over children in Gaza, you're an anti-Semite if you mention it. And likewise, when Israel goes ahead and bombs Iran power station, only anti-Semites would have a problem with that. Boy, oh boy. Stephen Harper's kowtowing to Tel Aviv. He's starting to make Obama look good. Apparently, there was a story where Israeli forces killed a Canadian military officer. And apparently, Canada's government ordered that story removed. So, yeah, Canada's bowing to Israel is sort of looking really kind of craven. He's groveling, starting to make the U.S. look good by comparison. We're going to take a phone call here. Kyle in Philadelphia. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, Mike, I wanted to go back and talk about the marijuana issue in relation to the people like Nancy Grace, who like to claim that people who smoke marijuana, you know, kill families and are this, that, or the other thing. But what they do is they take an incident of somebody who may have killed a family, and they look back in his record and they, okay, maybe he was arrested once for weed, or maybe when they found him, you know, he had an ounce of weed on him, or whatever. But the two are completely unrelated. You can't say, you know...
They aren't related. It's like saying marijuana is a gateway drug to heroin. You could say that about beer. You could say that about mother's milk. The reality is the crime statistics show that of all the various illegal drugs out there being used, it's the marijuana smokers who are the least violent and least involved in crime. They smoke their marijuana, they sit at home, they giggle over really bad TV shows, and that's it. It's, coke and meth users are far more dangerous criminals. But the goal here is to just stop this legalization of marijuana because it is a financial threat to the alcohol and tobacco companies. And of course, DEA is wondering, what are they going to do to justify their huge budgets if they can't harass kids for having a doobie on them?
Well, and absolutely. And I'm sorry, as much as the government or anybody tries to regulate marijuana, you can. It's a plant. It grows. There will always be marijuana, and it's just like trying to regulate human activity and control it. It's very, very hard to do. You won't
that's
be able
not
to
stop them from trying. That's not going to stop them from trying. And again, the goal here is our whole economy is based on the American people not being allowed to do anything for themselves, but being forced to go and buy whatever it is they want at a store. When I was a kid, okay, having a whiskey still was not in and of itself a crime. You probably are familiar with the TV show Moonshiners, where mere possession of a still is a criminal offense. Well, when I was a kid, having a still was allowed for personal use, personal consumption. My grandfather had a still behind his cabin, and he made for his own consumption, and that was perfectly legal back then. It was only a crime when you sold it without paying the taxes on it. Now today, they make stills completely illegal because, by golly, you can't be making your own whiskey. You go to the store and you buy it and you pay taxes on it. It's enforced dependence, and dependence means slavery.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that... Oh,
yeah, we got to take a break here. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we'll be right back.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, over in the Ukraine, where agent provocateurs are attempting to topple the Ukrainian government for refusing to enslave their people to the European Central Bank, the violence is escalating. The Ukraine passed some anti-protesting laws, which were responded to with an escalation of even more violence here, which is exactly what the U.S. government wants, because they are now threatening sanctions against the Ukraine for oppressing their people, because clearly the people want to be slaves to the European Central Bank. They don't want to be slaves to Russia, the evil Russia. Turkey just signed a law making it a crime for doctors inside Turkey to administer first aid to anybody without an official Turkish government permit. This is aimed at preventing medical care from reaching activists who are being injured during protests, during these clashes with the Turkish forces. Meanwhile, the Turkish government, they're firing officials, they're stripping investigative agencies dealing with this huge, huge corruption scandal that they're dealing with. Libya has declared a state of emergency over the protests and riots in their country. Looks like the Libyan people don't like their new U.S. puppet regime or their new private central bank issuing the public currencies a loan and interest. All of these conquered provinces are breaking away from the American empire. It's the decline and fall. Down in Mexico, it's starting to get even worse. Leave. We don't want the blank government. Go back to where you come from. Another profanity. Mexican vigilantes kicked military out of their town after the military murdered four people, including an 11-year-old girl. The Mexican people have come to understand their government is wholly co-opted by the drug cartels. They've had enough. It looks like the beginnings of a revolution down there in Mexico. 50 dead in weekend violence in the Central African Republic, which has led StratRisks.com to pose an article saying that trust in governments worldwide is failing. Gee, you think? Zbigniew Brzezinski called it the global political awakening. Of course, from his point of view, that's a bad thing. They want you all to go back to sleep and do as you're told so that they can live lives of wealth and privilege and power at your expense. We're going to grab a phone call here. Alex in New Jersey. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Happy start to your week. I was calling because you're welcome, sir. I was calling because I don't know if anyone's mentioned it yet, but you know how Michael Phelps is the fastest guy in the water? He's got all these medals, right? All these gold medals, and Hussein, what's that guy? Hussein Bolt. He's the fastest guy on land, and they're both. I guess you could call them pot users. I guess I don't know. Well, both teams that are in the Super Bowl, they're both from states who legalized marijuana.
Yes.
I'm not sure when everyone else is going to stop putting all these excuses for the medical industry out. I mean, granted, the teams don't represent much, but I guarantee you whoever wins, there's going to be no riots, neither in Denver nor Seattle. No one's going to turn over cars. No one's going to do nothing crazy. Because I just don't understand how many more excuses the bureaucracy of any country has to, you know, try to pull over the wool over people's eyes, you know, and stigmatize new generations.
Well, like I said, it all has to do with the fact that you can grow marijuana in your backyard. And that means you are not spending money to some alcohol or tobacco corporation from which the government can get taxes. Now, marijuana, Obama is absolutely right. Marijuana is not as harmful as alcohol. Alcohol kills brain cells, okay? Now, my theory is if you're drinking just the right amount of scotch, only the weak brain cells will die. But it's been shown in a laboratory that marijuana stimulates the growth of new brain cells. And I remember back when Cheech Marin of Cheech and Chong fame, who's not shy about how much marijuana he smokes, did, I think it was Jeopardy with Anderson Cooper, who's supposed to be this big intellectual corporate media figure. And Cheech just wiped the floor with him on all the questions. That really hammered home the point. Marijuana users are not dummies. It builds their brain. I got a chance to work with Henry Mancini on Son of Pink Panther. And he openly said he smoked marijuana. It made him feel like he was getting smarter, and it was inspirational for his music. There's a lot of positive benefit for it. It is not as harmful as alcohol. It's not as harmful as tobacco. But it is a threat to the profits of those entrenched alcohol and tobacco companies, and that's why they're trying to stop this rush toward legalization. And I'm wholly in favor of legalization.
Mike, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you think part of – you know how you talk about how the constant pressure with fear and all that stuff, that it burns up the neurotransmitters in the brain? Mm-hmm. Could it be – that marijuana actually prevents those neurotransmitters from capturing that fear and embodying themselves in it, and it creates something that would actually help your consciousness to kind of get over that, and that's probably one of the biggest reasons why it's still illegal in America?
I don't really know how close that association is. Obviously, people who are on marijuana tend to be a lot calmer and less panicky. You may have a point there. I think those who favor marijuana legalization within the government probably are doing so on the idea that if we're all calmed down and relaxed, we're less likely to get angry over the abuses of the government. So I think they're looking at it from the inverse point of view. There are a lot of medications that came out of the party environment that really did some good. MDMA. Ecstasy is back in the news again, where they're discovering it can really help our returning soldiers deal with post-traumatic stress disorder. But again, if you can give them a pill and get them through the trauma real quickly, then you're putting all these psychoanalysts out of work and therapists and counselors out of work. And, of course, if they're over their PTSD, the government can't say you're not allowed to have guns anymore.
Right,
I think
right,
a lot of our
right.
policy on pharmaceuticals, it's driven by profit and political agenda, and what is actually going to work for the ordinary people, it's just not a factor anymore.
No, okay. Well, thank you very much, Mike. That was actually going to be my next point. I was going to close with that, well, about the PTSD, and I'm glad that you mentioned it. Thank you very much, and you have yourself a great week, and once again, a great show.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go here. Now, getting back over to the Middle East, over the weekend, the Israeli Air Force bombed Gaza again, supposedly in retaliation for a single small rocket fired from nobody really knows where that hit absolutely nothing in Israel. And this is a pattern we have seen time and time and time again. An Israeli agent provocateur fires a single rocket into Israel that hits absolutely nothing, then Israel retaliates with an all-out massive attack. We have seen this so many times before. Let's see. Now, I want to talk about a story that seems to keep popping up on the independent media, and I want to put it away right now. The headline of the Post, and it's all over the place, enemies both foreign and domestic prepare to invade America. And the gist of the article is that Russia is preparing to send Russian troops to support FEMA in putting down the American people and throwing them into the FEMA camps. This is more Russia bashing. And if you think about it for just a moment, if you use your common sense, it vaporizes, okay? Putin understands that the U.S. war to force the world back onto Bretton Woods, force the world back onto using the U.S. dollar only for global trade and banking, means inevitable war with Russia and every other nation that doesn't want to use that dollar anymore. They're switching over to stable currencies, the yuan, the renminbi, various other currencies. Putin also understands right now the best chance to avoid that war rests with you, the American people. Therefore, Russia will not help FEMA repress those same American people standing in opposition to the U.S. war agenda. It's absolute nonsense. But right now, we see the beginnings of the propaganda campaign to demonize Russia at every opportunity, because somewhere down the road, this process of dollarification of the globe is going to bring us into conflict with Russia and China. It's an all or nothing deal. They can't just go halfway. Story coming out of WorldNet Daily. Hillary busted monster lie. And it's basically documented that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton lied to the American people about Benghazi, according to a congressman who recently returned from a fact-finding trip to Libya. Actually, catching Hillary telling the truth is the real headline story. I understand she's got a book out now to promote her view of history. Probably be in the manager's closeout bin sometime really soon. We'll be back after these few words.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining what's really happened? What's really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And already listeners are sending in local stories from their newspapers about how incredibly cold it is, how much snow is piling up. And I'm noticing an interesting piece of spin in a couple of them where the news will say, oh, it's really cold, it's really cold. But really, it was colder before. You know, it isn't a record. It's very cold, but it's not a record. It was actually colder at some point back in 1930, whatever. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's a cold record, that it is cold at all, that snow is falling at all, that there is ice at all, puts the lie to the predictions made by the carbon Nazis back in 2000, that snow and ice were a thing of the past, and we would have to just describe to our children what it all looked like, or show them photos on our smartphones and whatnot. So they're still out there trying to figure some way they can get us to go along with a carbon tax and submission to a global environmental authority, even though they basically made total fools of themselves with all those earlier predictions. And that MIT professor is right. Do humans contribute to global warming? Yeah, microscopically. So does every other life form on Earth. We generate heat. Unless you are a plant or a reptile, everything generates heat. Cows generate methane. Termites generate methane. Deep crust microbes generate methane. Rotting forest foliage produces carbon dioxide. All life forms affect the environment. This singling out of humans and CO2 is purely to sell you a carbon tax. Now, we have been talking, in fact, we've had some guests on the show talking about this horrible scandal up in Canada regarding the residential schools, which were being run by a Catholic church. One other church was involved there, and they were basically set up and funded to, you'll pardon the expression, educate the native Canadian children. And there were deaths, horrible amounts of abuse. It's just coming to light now. The government of Canada is trying to keep it under wraps. The churches are trying to keep it under wraps. And there's a new scandal that has broken. Apparently, it's been documented. This was at KN Live, CTV News up in Canada, where apparently one of the schools, one of the worst offenders in abused schools, actually had an electric chair for the children. Now, it wasn't a form of execution. It was a form of torture. They would strap the child into it. The electrodes were on the arms. And the missionaries would just crank the generator to punish the children for whatever they thought. And apparently, according to a witness who's come forward, the missionaries would laugh about this. The school administrators thought this was funny as all heck, turning the crank and seeing the child scream and jump around. Reminds me of that wonderful line from the Dan Brown book made into a movie, Angels and Demons, where the hired assassin is leaving our protagonist, and he says, "Be very careful. These are men of God." It was the best line in the whole movie here. Another scandal in the diplomatic corps. Apparently, an American diplomat in Italy has been using the consulate like it's his personal Playboy mansion, where he was basically sexually prevailing upon staffers, bringing in hookers, padding his expense account. And he's now been hit with a $300,000 sex discrimination lawsuit filed by a whistleblower. And apparently some of these prostitutes were given the security codes where they could just show up at the gate, tap in the number, walk on in, do what they were going to do, get paid, and leave. And apparently all of this is documented. These consulates and embassies are supposed to represent the public face of the United States around the globe. You would want to have people in there that represented the best of the American character. So how did this guy wind up there? Well, we know that Obama has been appointing a lot of his top donors to these diplomatic positions. Now, apparently, ADAC, America's biggest motoring association, has been caught and been forced to admit they've been rigging the vote for their Car of the Year award. Is nothing sacred? Even the Car of the Year awards are being rigged. Now, here's a fun story, and this basically came in here. According to France's Metro News, passengers on a Ryanair plane going to Paris apparently had been pushed over the breaking point by TSA groping, excess baggage charges, no leg room, and the rest of it. And apparently, there was literally a free-for-all on board the plane where the passengers got up, wouldn't listen to the flight crew, wouldn't listen to the flight attendants, were helping themselves to bottles of whatever was there, and just went completely melee. And I can sort of understand that because many years ago, 20 years ago, when my wife and I went on our honeymoon out here to Hawaii, there was apparently some kind of a problem with United Airlines, and we got dumped onto a Ryanair 747 to Hawaii. Just crammed in as many seats as they could. Seats were uncomfortable. Now, I have to be very honest. The flight crew knew we were on our honeymoon because we had these T-shirts that said, "We're not on drugs, we're newlyweds." And they did move us into first class as a treat. And they were very nice to us. And we still have the little napkin that all the flight attendants signed, you know, their best wishes for our marriage, which apparently worked out. But, yeah, it was a horribly overcrowded plane. And so when we made the video of our honeymoon, Clarassic Park, I put a little comment in there. Ryanair, when there's absolutely, positively no other way to get where you're going. And, yeah, it just seems like people everywhere have been pushed to the breaking point with all this abuse and travel. I used to love to fly. I love to fly. Flew all over the world. Had fun. These days, uh-uh. Even this recent trip that we just took to Los Angeles, oh, it was horrible. Between groping and the rest of it and uncomfortable seats. And, you know, it's amazing. I'm on a weight loss program. I've lost about 50 pounds. I've got another 30, 40 to go. Then I'm going to get a full body tattoo of muscles. And the seats still felt horribly cramped. It's like as I lose weight, they're shrinking the seats around me here. It is now over in West Virginia. The water supply has been deemed safe by the Virginia government, which apparently is small comfort to all those people in West Virginia who are still smelling the smell of licorice when they turn on the faucet. And apparently, over 100 West Virginia residents were treated at hospitals over this weekend. Days after the water company declared they'd finished flushing the water system and lifted the ban. Now, the company behind that toxic spill filed for bankruptcy on Friday. They already know the liability lawsuits are coming in, so they immediately go to bankruptcy to hold off the lawsuits. But we have the state government and the utility saying the water supply is safe, and over 100 West Virginians had to go to the hospital over the weekend. And apparently this toxic contamination has now reached Ohio here. Alrighty, let's see. We were talking before about how the government does not want you growing your own recreational intoxicants, or even worse, your own recreational, or not recreational, but home cures. And there's a very interesting phenomenon that is already surfacing coming from Obamacare. Because as you know, everybody's being forced to buy these much more expensive health insurance policies, which have sky-high deductibles, meaning they're probably not going to be able to, get any benefit from the insurance policies during the course of an average year. The costs of medical care are going up because they're carrying the overhead of all the additional paperwork required for Obamacare. This has sparked a resurgence of interest in home treatment, home care, nutrition, homeopathic remedies. Because medical care in the medical industrial complex has simply become too expensive for most people to deal with, and they're starting to say, all right, let's go back and look at stuff we can grow in our backyard. Let's look at alkalizing our diet, which will actually get rid of a lot of the more common medical problems Americans suffer because of our highly acidic diet. And so Obamacare is actually driving people away from the conventional orthodox professional medical industry. That's okay. They'll get a bailout, I'm sure. We're going to be back after Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials after these few words.